many years ago, there was an analyst in Washington named Roger Babson. And I read about him. I knew very little of it that day, back in those days, what an analyst was. But my mother said to me one night, said, Irma, it's a piece in the paper about Negroes, and I want you to read it. Say, it is ridiculous. And so I sat down and read it, and not thinking anything about it. And it was late that night after company left, and I said, I believe I'll answer it. So I picked up a plan book, a school plan book, and wrote an article. I thought it was conducive to his thoughts. Okay. And he said that this was his expression that struck me. He said, I know Negroes because I have been one for I've been among them for 19 years. And he went on to relate certain experiences he had had being among them. And I just wrote him, dear Mr. Babson, you said that you knew Negroes because you've been among them 19 years. And I said, I got you some. I've been one all of my life. And then I went to explain to him my experiences with the Negro and the underprivileged Negro and the underprivileged whites too. And it was published. And I made it to the Birmingham News and they published it. And it went all over. And it wasn't the United States because I got to the United States Academy, Military Academy, because I got letters that I had today. I can put my hands on it. I got answers from. They complimented the intelligent way in which I answered him. And I told him there were many of us who had desires to do and desires to own homes, but we didn't have the opportunity. And to open the door and give us an opportunity, and maybe we could display some of the things that we have. We too want to be recognized as citizens, but you have to be given an opportunity. And different things like that. I've always been the devil, I guess. And trying to seek things that would help. And I've never gone into, I've never been in any trouble or anything like that. And so far, I've lived a peaceful life. And I work in my community. I love people. And I love children. And all the children I have ever taught, and been a principal of the 38 years that I was, if they go from Mexico to Maine, I don't care how, where, in the United States, out of the United States, if they go, they're right back. And thank me for what I have done. There's a young man sitting in the middle there who came to school to visit, and he is in New York. And so he was first in Africa, and see that statue over there? Well, he mailed me that from Africa. He was over there doing work. And it's very, very heavy. I don't know. I just don't see how he managed. I know how they sent it, all right.
Yeah.
And so one day I was sitting here, and the phone rang. And he said, Mrs. Reynolds? I said, yes. He said, this is John Dewey. And I said, oh, my, when did you come home? He said, I'm not at home. I said, where are you? He said, I'm in New York. And I said, what are you doing in New York? He said, I'm getting my PhD tonight. And I called you because I want you to know it, and because you were a part of it. And where am I, they gone? I don't care where it is. They write back and tell me and thank me for some of the things that I taught them, and to live with people. And man's greatest asset is his ability to live and work with his fellow man. If you can't do that, you don't get anywhere. And I try to teach them not to explore, just wait and be discovered. Do your job well and you'll be able to assure itself. You don't have to say a word. Somebody will find you. If you have anything for sale, somebody's going to find you. And somebody's going to buy it. And you don't have to worry. And then I taught them another thing. I tried to teach them to struggle alone and stand on your own. Now, by that I mean, don't conform for popularity. Don't do things other people do just because they thinking that what they do and what they are will make you great. You build your own life. You're your own fate's own master. And to just be sure of themselves and have a firm conviction. And you don't follow the crowd because they are popular or not popular. But tell me who your friends are and I'll tell you what you are. Because you go to be like what you see and hear. And I had a good time in my teaching career. I learned a lot from my children. And then I learned a lot from the teachers. I let them know that my experience with them was what made me what I was, because I learned from them. You know, if you're a leader and you're domineering and you're cheap, and nobody's any cheaper than a boss, and I would never classify myself as anybody's boss.